his ideal song. President Kennedy's favorite people wouldn't be printable. What he thought about not only the Ehrlichman and others, but rather the ones that were supposed to be the brain trust to the intellectual leaders, and which Kennedy paid attention to. Johnson thought they were nuts. he said that. He used to get us in there. He got us in there later, of course, for lunch. These little lunches, I don't mean just one lunch, but he had a little room several of the presidents have had for lunch, where they get people in who are never scheduled or never registered. As the ones I think I told you before, he would get after some of the national security and technologic things. We'd get some plans for improvements of the country, and then we'd have a feeling that the president wasn't, in that case, so talk about most of the president, wasn't with us anymore. We found the reason was he'd been on the telephone for the last 25 or 30 minutes. But he thought that some of the people, including Mrs. Kennedy's friends, Earl Kittery, were just nuts anyway. Just had to have them around. But
I don't think many people realize how isolated a president can be.
No, I think that's a very important point. Very important point. Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, he would get us in there and unburden himself. He knew perfectly well, of course, we didn't have any ultimate control, but he felt we did understand the isolation and the problems. And I think I've said before, I remember it just as vividly as though it were yesterday. This was not the luncheon part, but it was supper. He would get us in there for supper when there wasn't anybody with any big official affairs. And I remember so well, we were telling him how trying to get the national security stuff straightened out. And he interrupted, he said, "Now let me tell you about my problems." And he went into this lack of fluidity or of what was really, from his point of view, I think, rationale about the government broadly, about government. Yeah. That was a dramatic kind of a combination.